Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Crystal B and Chelsea. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Majestic, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how were your evenings last night? Anything cool to report? Who wants to start? Anybody?
So exciting. Yesterday, I gave my dogs a bath.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So exciting. I have two, so it's like a whole thing. I hate doing it. Of course, I'm always the one that does it. Mm-hmm. But they're just so hyper that they try to get out, and then now I'm drenched. Now it's a whole thing. Like, it's like children.
Why not outside with a hose?
No.
It's cold out.
It's freezing outside.
That.
That's mean. Thank you. Okay, maybe don't get a dog. I know you've been wanting one. Maybe think about it.
I don't think that's that big of a deal. Anything you did last night, Chels?
I feel it's funny because every time you feel like you ask me, I always am like, I went to yoga. So my life's become real boring. But yeah, I went to yoga. I had there was a basketball player that was behind me in yoga. I think he used to play for Golden State Warriors, but I didn't know it until after. And he was like, in the middle of class, he was like, you're my North Star during this class. Because I guess it was his first time doing it. And
you got
like,
the good form?
Yeah. And so now, and then afterwards, he's like, hey, can I get your number? Let's be like yoga partners. And I was like, okay, cool.
Now, is that a date request?
I don't know.
Or is that a, I really want you to help me with yoga request?
Could be both.
I think I'm kind of naive to that. Like, I'm not sure, but I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
It wasn't his first time at yoga.
Yeah,
well, then he said, break. He's like, I just moved here from the Bay and I don't know many people. Like, can you kind of, he's like, I'm getting used to LA.
Valentine's
like,
Day date.
I mean, maybe, guys.
A yoga Valentine's Day date.
Wait a minute. I'm still breaking this down.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Okay, so supposedly it's my first time at yoga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this, I think in like this studio, because he just moved here.
Yeah, no, is it his first time at yoga or the first time in this studio?
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Well, we have a number to call him.
Yeah, I do.
That's true. You got his number?
Both, yeah.
So what happened? He took your number, then text you?
Took my number, text me. Yeah, he was texting me last night.
What's his name? I want to Google him. What's his name?
I'll tell you later.
Being single sounds fun.
It is kind of fun.
You know what
really?
I mean? It
you
does.
Know?
It seems
None
fun.
None of us are single in here except for Chelsea.
That's
it's fun right now, but then there's also like moments where I'm like, oh, I'm so over this because there's like games and there's rules and the dating apps are just exhausting.
We don't want to hear about those.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the stories about hooking up with random people. I like knowing what a guy says to you, like what's his move, what's his play. Like that's a solid play. You go to, think about it. You go to yoga. Everybody's in shape.
Yeah.
They care about themselves. They're fit. So everybody looks good. You're there. You're getting to see them in the best positions ever.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, was he behind you?
You know, it's funny. This is what I thought was so weird because it wasn't a very full class.
Uh-huh.
And he came in kind of late. And he stood. And usually, like, the rule is you make room so you can see yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never stand directly behind someone. And he stood directly behind me. And there was, like, a spot next to me. Like, there was a lot of room. And he was directly behind me to the point where I was covering him. And there's a couple times where I would, like, scoot to the side so he could see himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was just kind of a weird move. So.
Oh.
Maybe he is a novice because I wouldn't have known that. And if I would find someone to get behind to actually watch their moves because I would be clueless too. And I would need to keep my eye on somebody.
So maybe it was his first time.
Maybe it was his first time.
All right.
I don't know. They're texting. This
maybe
is fun,
he's a
though.
Trustworthy guy. And it
get
really
out of
was
here. There's no such
time.
Thing as a trustworthy guy.
Yeah. He seemed nice.
Get out of
he
here.
Seemed genuine.
Sure. We all do on the first date.
I want to know
about
who it is.
The fourth date. Okay. I want to know too.
Yeah.
This is fun. Is he tall?
He's so tall.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I knew right away. I was like, he's definitely a basketball player because he's,
interesting.
Get it,
so he's here now. Does he play for the Lakers? Does he play for the Clippers?
I don't think so. We haven't gotten into that conversation
yet. It sounds
yet,
like he's a next player.
I think.
Probably.
We got to look him up.
Yeah.
We'll look up his stats.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, yeah, we'll find out.
We're going to get this dude's greatest hits in about 5 minutes.
Does he have a job?
I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have a job.
Yeah, he does yoga all day. Hits on Chelsea. That's his job. I hit on Chelsea at yoga. Here's my song to start us off. I was feeling a little melancholy this morning, and I don't know. This one picks me up, even though it's a down-tempo song. It may make sense as soon as you hear it.
Okay. For sure now.
Listen. 94.7. The Wave. I'm Booker.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning.
This
song's such a bummer, but it somehow picks you up.
It's a sexy song.
Yeah, this is like get freaky to the
song. Yeah, for sure.
When you were in the 80s. Like our parents got freaky to the song.
Ooh, yeah, they did probably. Ew, that's gross.
They still do. Got a mental.
Take your hand. You know, you guys know Sexy Jazz Guy? He'll come to your work. He's an LA guy. He'll come to your work, and he only plays this song, and he's got the mullet and the whole thing. And
Sexy
he'll come
Sax
in
Man.
Sexy Sax Man. Thank
I
you.
I grew up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Sexy Sax Man?
I do.
You?
Yep.
Oh, this
known
is,
him for years.
Wow.
I got to get him for my birthday.
Yes.
Best birthday present ever. Sexy Jazz Guy. We got to look him up.
Sexy Sax Man.
Yeah, Sexy Sax Man. Yeah. And he just goes to different places and just busts into the song. And his legs are open a little too much.
Oh,
you know
shoot.
What I mean? It's amazing.
He's over the top.
He's way over the top. You want to tell me what's coming up and trending?
Valentine's Day, since we're on this sexy vibe.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. What do people really want?
I got asked that question last night, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Ooh, you guys are having the Valentine's Day conversation?
Yeah, and you know, my answer was very quick, nothing.
Booker.
I'm
that
a
means
dude.
She Step wants something.
No. I'll get her something, but she's asking what I want.
Oh.
I want nothing. I want like a
you
pizza.
You know what you want.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what I want.
Did you
Hot
say that?
Hot lingerie to pizza. No, I'll let her handle that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
The hell with trending. I want to see who... Chelsea's hooking up.
I found him.
Oh, you good?
Former Golden State Warrior player.
Oh, don't put all that out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I would at least give her the option to, you know.
That's what she said.
I love. Oh, okay. What did I?
Yeah, you said he played for Golden State.
I like that you already said it. The guy Chelsea's hooking up with, like it's already happening.
It's already happening. Trust me.
Numbers.
It's gonna happen.
It's already happening.
You already had a nickname for him. It's official when you have a nickname. Yeah.
This room is brutal.
Oh,
it's just brutal in here. Oh, my God. All right, 6:13. Let's do this trending crap and get back to making fun of Chelsea.
All right. Let me wake you guys up this morning.
Right.
Here's a math problem.
Now.
7 times 7 plus 10. What is it?
59.
Oh. Good job, Booker.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you know that so fast?
You said 7 times 7. It's 49 plus 10 is 59.
Wow.
My gosh.
Good job.
Well,
who are you?
You
That's
could definitely...
easy.
I would have been
come
like,
on, guys,
wait,
that was a pretty
but it's
easy
so
one.
Early in the morning.
I would not have gotten that.
I'm bad at math.
My
on
brain
top.
Is slow right now.
All right, well, you would win this little mini shopping spree that's happening because there's a convenience store that's blowing up on TikTok because they're giving customers mini shopping sprees if they know simple math problems. That was one of them that's blowing up on TikTok.
Okay.
So you have 5 seconds. The woman that won that math problem ended up with a box of cheese nips, a bunch of chips, some pastries, 3 bananas, and a newspaper.
Okay. 3 bananas, so random.
Yeah, it's literally like whatever you can grab in 5 seconds. But I was like, we were just talking about how we're terrible in math. This is the one time I'd be like, wow, I actually wish I was better. In math.
I want free stuff.
Yeah, I never use math ever at all. Like, we have our phones with a calculator.
I use my fingers still to this day.
I do that when I'm paying, like, tip on a receipt,
Same.
And I'll always count, and I'm, like, embarrassed. I'll, like, hide it.
You guys really use your fingers?
Yes, I swear. I still
really do.
Whatever.
Yeah, who
That's
cares?
That's funny.
Giving good tips, okay? All right, Booker, Valentine's Day is 8 days away. What are you getting your girl?
I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea. She doesn't care.
You should make her like a collage.
I wonder if collage. Can you see me? Yeah, I'm the scrapbooking guy.
Oh, you.
I don't know. I just don't think she really is into it that much.
But she asked you what you want, so clearly
yeah. But she knows the answer. Nothing.
Exactly.
I don't want anything.
She knows the answer, so she's hinting.
I think she just wants dinner and wine, and that's it. I don't. I'm serious. I don't think she can. It is Friday night.
Yeah.
So that means we don't have to go out. She won't want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's next Friday, right? Oh, God.
You should surprise her and get her something.
A week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow.
I know.
That's insane. Mm. Well, this new survey says that 20% of people, all they want is pizza. Perfect. And you guys have a pizza oven.
Yeah, and that's probably what we'll end up making because it's Friday night. We typically do pizza on Friday nights.
Heart-shaped pizza?
Heart-shaped pizza.
Cute. Ooh, that's cute.
Okay. I can do that.
Do some candles around the house.
There you go. That's what I'm doing. Thank you.
Play the sax
she's
man.
Not listening.
Yeah, rose petals.
Sexy
hire,
sax man.
Hire sexy sax man for Valentine's Day.
I got a feeling sexy sax man is pretty busy on Valentine's Day. And you went to high school with this dude?
Yeah, sure. High school alumni.
Is he
Montebello?
Cool?
What's his name?
Sergio.
Sergio.
Is he cool?
Yeah, he's cool, but he always played the sax. Like, so this wasn't like a new thing. He just got famous from it, from social media.
I wonder if he knows any other songs. Like, he just plays this one over and over, because that's what I would do.
It's amazing.
It's a good one.
All right, Vanessa Bryant has been posting, she's been active on Instagram after the passing of her husband Kobe Bryant and 13-year-old daughter Gianna. Yesterday, she posted a photo of Gianna's school where they were having a ceremony for her and they retired her number 2 jersey. She said, "Mommy is still and always will be so proud of you, Mamacita, my Gianna. I miss you. I've been so lucky to have woken up to see your gorgeous face and amazing smile for 13 years." I don't know why, but for some reason, me reading her Instagram captions and seeing her photos, they're just like uplifting and like positive. She's not, doesn't seem like she's sad or like, it seems like she's really celebrating it. And I hope that's really what's happening.
Yeah.
Still
you reading it made me sad.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Me reading it gives me the opposite. Like, if you are strong enough to post a photo of your daughter or husband that passed, like, to me, that alone would be so hard. But she's able to post. She's able to talk about memories.
I feel the same way. When I saw, because she posted a lot yesterday. She posted a lot of that ceremony, the videos of it, and then posted a video of Kobe Bryant, like interviews he did saying she's always going to be her best friend. And it was just, it's nice to know that she's okay.
That's what I'm saying.
In a weird way. Like, obviously she's mourning, but like, it's good to see that she's active and not like, you know, hiding out.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that. It bums me out.
And on the Kobe Bryant video that she posted, I loved her hashtags. It was like hashtag best friend, hashtag silly, hashtag my forever love. Like,
best dad.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm like, okay, she's doing good. I don't know why it made me feel like that, but
okay, good
for her. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know, I got it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Last night there was a special Wednesday night version of The Bachelor on.
What?
There was a Wednesday night Bachelor on last night. You want to know why?
Oh my gosh.
They keep bringing girls back. You can't do that.
It's like, too much.
Too much. Let's get it down to 5.
Pilot Pete, get it together.
No doubt. I think if I was on that show, night one, the herd is about 25. I'd cut that herd down to about 9.
They're like, Booker, you only need to cut 5.
Nope.
You're like, nope, I'll double it.
18. We're getting rid of 18 tonight. Gone.
Top 3 only.
I can tell she's annoying. Look at her. Look how annoying she is. I'd suss it out 2 seconds. I know I would.
But I think that's real. Like, I feel like when I go on a date with someone, I know within the first 2 minutes if I'm going to be into it or not.
That's why this show is fake. Because they need to make it last longer. They need to keep these broads. They need to get rid of them and bring them back. It's scripted. I'm telling you guys, it's fake.
I don't know if it's scripted. I just think that you could get to the point quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot quicker.
Did you watch last night?
No.
What was it?
I went out to sushi and, you know, had the Valentine's Day conversation. What do you want for Valentine's? My girlfriend said, well, I know you don't want electronics because she must be listening. I was like, okay, you are right. I definitely don't. I don't want anything. I don't think guys want anything.
You said you wanted booze.
I have booze. I have plenty of booze. If I want booze, I have booze in my house. Like, what's she going to get me? Some tequila? I got tequila already.
What if she wrote you a sweet letter?
Are you kidding me? Get out of here.
Yeah, but you're going to say that to us right now, but wouldn't it like mean something to you if it was like this like cute handwritten note?
No. Let me just go ahead and speak for guys. No.
Oh.
Damn, I've done that.
Me too.
It's framed.
What a waste
on our wall.
Oh, no.
I swear.
What a waste of your time.
Did you frame it and put it on the wall?
Yeah, it was a present. It was a present framed.
Here, just throw that out.
Just
when you're walking by it later on today, just grab it, stuff it in your purse, take it outside and dump it.
And see if he notices.
Yeah.
He will notice. Where's it's like the yeah. only thing on the wall.
I was going to say, where's it hanging in your house?
In our bedroom.
Oh, that's cute.
not like where anyone else can see it. It's so embarrassing.
It's me, in the bathroom.
Me writing a poem is terrible.
Super
roses
embarrassing.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
I was cringing writing it that.
You know who I want? It's probably you.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, okay.
Stealing that.
Someone needs to bring it in and read it to
me. Oh, yeah. Could please. We?
Oh, no, he probably threw it away.
Yeah. Henry, can you?
can we do a dramatic reading of it?
Oh, that's what I would like to do, a dramatic reading. How about he does the dramatic reading of the poem? Gosh, that Crystal B sent
that'd
him.
Be so good.
That's amazing.
I don't even remember how I started it out.
You don't? It's on
no,
your
but
wall.
I remember a piece of it is like how we first hung out. It was like at a Vegas pool party, and I remember like I mentioned that in the poem.
Is it more poetic than that?
It's as poetic as a Vegas pool party can get. I'll just say that.
Doesn't this sound awful? We have to hear it.
And it's framed like so nicely.
Why don't I have your boyfriend's number?
Can you invite me over?
I'm gonna DM him on Instagram.
And
when he gets up, I want a picture of
it. It's in our bedroom, and we moved, you know, like less than a year ago. So people have been coming over and like checking out the house. And that was up on the wall. And I remember one of my girlfriends like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "Nothing. Don't read it. Get away. Get away. Get away. Get away." She's like, "Oh my god, did you write this?" I was like, "Absolutely.
Yes, I did.
That was terrible.
Yes, it sounds
sweating.
I love it.
Sounds awful. Yeah, I don't think guys want any of that stuff. And I don't know. It's not that we're not romantic. We'd like to be romantic towards you, but like doing the sentimental stuff back to us, I don't know.
I mean, why? I think some guys do.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know any of those dudes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And it's different because you guys don't do it. So you getting something sentimental once in a while?
She would probably laugh if she handed it to me. I'm serious. I don't know. I just don't think I want something like that. I think this is a holiday for you. I do. I think this is for you, for us to show our love to you. We don't need it.
I mean, I like that.
Well, of course you do.
I want you to like it too.
Yeah.
Like, we should enjoy this together. It's about us.
Okay.
It's not about
Well, that's not
me.
A gift we're enjoying together. Your stupid poetry.
It's not stupid.
Like a vacuum is something we can enjoy together.
What?
You know what I mean?
A new TV.
Yeah, a new TV. We can enjoy that together. You know, something
vacuum.
Like that. Pizza, we can enjoy together.
Pizza you could have any time.
Yeah.
Literally, you guys do it every Friday, you said.
Yeah, but I'm going to make that one with love. I'm going to take the mozzarella and I'm going to make a heart. And I'm going to make the pizza a heart. Yeah.
And then put your initials?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to take my initials and flour.
C plus K.
And then you want her to get lingerie.
Forever.
Yeah. And then she goes, puts lingerie
after
on.
After eating a pizza.
Exactly. Night's over.
Perfect.
You can get her nice lingerie. That's a really great gift. And I would also really pay to see you go into a lingerie store and try to pick out lingerie for me.
Yeah, exactly. And she'd be like, "You got me a muumuu?" I'm like, "I don't know. It looked kind of warm to me."
Oh, no.
6:31.
No.
We'll do some entertainment coming up in about 10 minutes.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
I was just telling Crystal B and Chelsea that I live in like, rich people adjacent. Like, I live in a neighborhood that's pretty normal, but to get to the rich parts of the, you know, like Tarzan up the hill and stuff, there's a lot of, like, douchebag cars I see all of the time. Like, yesterday I saw a white Rolls Royce. done yet. It's a white Rolls Royce, and it was jacked up. And it had big rims on it, and the rims were orange.
No.
Did they spin too?
Oh, no. It's just tacky. Oof. I see tacky after tacky.
How could you do that?
Where's the logic? I drive and I'm like, who defaces a beautiful Rolls Royce?
You just have too much money at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Like, you are just so bored. Like, you're sitting there like, Let's take this. How much does a Rolls Royce cost? I don't even know. $500,000?
Oh, no.
Probably. I don't
know.
Not
that much. Jeez.
Let's take this car and let's put some orange rims on it.
Gross.
It's just so gross. But I see stuff like this every day, like G-Wagons. There's so many G-Wagons that live up the hill, but they get these G-Wagons and they jack them up and they put like big Jeep tires.
Understand.
And they look so tacky. And I'm like, oh my God, you have this beautiful, beautiful G-Wagon. Mm. And then, there's a lift kit. And I say they. I don't know. The rich people. I don't know who they are. It's all tinted out. But yesterday I was telling them that I was driving through my street. Like I said, I'm rich people adjacent. I'm driving and this Tesla pulls up at the stop sign, really long at the stop sign. I'm like, come on, let's go. And I'm looking at the Tesla. I'm like, oh, it's JoJo Siwa. Like,
oh, yeah.
Her face is all over the Tesla.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like 10,000 pictures of her face. And I'm like, Who? Well, for someone like thinks her, it's a good idea?
For someone like her too, who's like so popular, like you're gonna get kids chasing you around.
It's I would
like,
think so.
You,
yeah,
you want to be a little more like under the radar,
discreet.
Yeah.
Was it, she? She wasn't driving.
I could. It's murdered out. I have no idea. Maybe not even. Maybe it's just a fan.
Wait, the windows are tinted. Yeah. You can see. Well, what's the point?
Exactly.
So weird.
Well, you could see. There are pictures of you all over. You know who's inside of it.
She was driving.
And you said she's 16.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, no way it was her because. The stop at the stop sign, there's no teenager that drives that well, okay? Like, that stops, waits, pauses, then drives really slowly. I'm trying to get the sushi last night. I'm like, come on, JoJo Siwa, let's go!
That's even weirder. It's like her dad driving.
Probably, I don't know.
Car with her face,
on it. Like, you know, that's the moneymaker.
Oh, my gosh.
And I guess she's 16, so she lives with her folks, and... I don't know. The whole thing's just kind of weird for me. What's coming up in entertainment?
Yeah, so two celebrities were spotted together out in Hollywood last night and are sparking dating rumors, and the internet does not support it. I don't think I do either.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's in about eight. Hold on.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Friday morning, tomorrow morning, a very hairy Friday.
I still don't know what this is.
You have no idea,
no,
do you?
No, it's frustrating.
Oh, you're going to love it, Chelsea.
It's a very good one. You guys are going to love this. Harry Styles, and maybe I can give everybody information this
Please,
morning.
Please, that'd find be great.
Out. That would be awesome for you, right? Harry Styles, pack your bags. Those are the two things that I'm allowed to say. That's it. That's tomorrow morning, right around 7:45-ish. So if you're a kid, skip school. Chelsea? Entertainment.
Yes. Big movie news. So get this. There is a new Indiana Jones movie in the works. And this is one of my favorite movies as a kid. I had a big crush on Harrison Ford, which is so random. But Harrison Ford is going to be involved in this one. He's going to reprise his role. It's the fifth installment of the movie. Steven Spielberg is back to direct and produce it, and it's slated to hit
theaters. So this is real deal. This isn't like one of these fake going back. They've recasted.
That's
why
I'm excited.
Indiana Jones. I'm excited too.
They said it's not a reboot. It's a continuation.
Right. Okay.
Which it has to be, obviously, because Harrison's much older now. So
maybe they'll CGI him young because they've been doing that like a lot.
Yeah.
They did it with Will Smith and Gemini Man.
Yeah. They have footage. They could.
Yeah.
Probably use some things that they didn't use before.
Wow, crazy.
Oh my gosh, cannot wait for
super
that one.
Super fun, super fun.
All right, so these two celebrities were spotted out in Hollywood last night and are sparking dating rumors, and the internet is not excited. I don't think I am either. It is Demi Lovato and Machine Gun Kelly.
What?
And the crazy thing is, last week at a Grammy after party, I saw Machine Gun Kelly making out with Noah Cyrus in the corner. And then so supposedly they're dating, and now he left. They were at Soho House last night in West Hollywood, left together at 2 a.m. I think why I feel like I don't support it is it makes me nervous because she's sober, supposedly sober, and he's definitely not.
She's out at 2 a.m. and she's sober.
I don't know.
I would be more nervous about that.
Yeah, I hope
both,
she's sober.
Both, right? Hmm. So I don't know.
Why can't they just be friends?
You know, and you hope that? It could be, but...
Yeah.
Could it be? I don't know. I mean, we've never seen them together before. We've never seen them hanging out, just the two of them. We don't.
Maybe he just likes to make out with pop stars.
I feel like they have hung out before.
Have they?
Yeah, I feel like they are friends that they have
hung
out before.
Maybe they're friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they're doing it. Who knows?
Maybe they're friends who do it.
Ooh, friends with benefits.
Even more fun.
Anyways, poor Noah. That's what I feel bad for.
Bye, girl.
And the cutest video of the week goes to Kylie Jenner and her daughter, Stormy. At just 2 years old, Stormy has decided what she wants to call Kylie, and it's not Mom.
Okay.
That's not my name. My name's Mommy.
Hey, Mommy.
No.
So she's calling her Kylie.
Oh, that's
It is so
funny.
Cute.
I love it.
It's weird when little kids call their parents by their name.
Uh-huh.
I only call my mom by her name now when I'm like teasing her.
Oh, okay.
Like because I know it upsets her.
When I speak about my mom, I'm always like Pat and Dean because I call them the Pat and Dean Show because everything they do is like a comedy to me. I mean, them driving, the Pat and Dean Show.
Yeah.
See, them shopping, the Pat and Dean Show because it's just a dumb show.
See, I do it when I'm trying to get my mom's attention and I'm like, Mom, do this, Mom, bring me dinner, Mom. And she's like, doesn't listen to me. I'm like, Nancy Briggs, come to me.
Then you got to say the full name.
That's when you do it. So
You call your mom, Mom, too. I call my mom, Mom, too.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
I call
We're
her
British.
Mama.
Chelsea and I are British.
Mom, oh. Hello.
Hello.
Crumpets, tea and crumpets, please.
Mom, oh, please.
Mommy.
Some coffee.
I call my mom sexy little thing. She gets so excited. Like, it's so sexy.
That's weird.
Sexy little Sorry. Thing.
She thought I was. She thought we were weird with our mom.
Mom.
That's weird.
Mom.
Hey. Mom.
All right, I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Mom.
97.1 AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We love our Netflix. We love our televisions. Crystal B, Chelsea, what are you geeking out about right now on TV?
You guys, 90 Day Fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything.
Okay.
It's so good. There's like 7 seasons. So
Whoa.
I'm on the 7th because I'm just like, I want to be caught up with what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's about basically about these people start dating. Sometimes some of them are from online or when they traveled somewhere, they met these people and then they got engaged pretty quick and they come back to the US and they have 90 days before they have to get married. Mm-hmm. So it's like all the drama they go through, but some of these relationships, you're just like, oh my God, that girl's so just with him because she wants her green card. It's like, but then some of the couples you're actually rooting for.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells like the story of, I think, 5 couples right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's 30 really
minutes,
good.
1 hour?
It's drama.
How long?
It's an hour.
Hour
yeah.
show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crystal
really B, you're watching what?
Cheer Again. I am watching it literally all over again, you guys. It's because I told my mom to watch it, so then my mom's like, I'll give it a try. So then mm-hmm. my mom watched it, and then she started texting me like, oh my gosh, I love this. I'm on episode 1. I'm like, F it. I'm going to watch it again too. And then I saw that Ellen had the whole Navarro cheer team, like the good Matt, on Ellen. And then Kendall Jenner went by, and they were throwing Kendall Jenner
yes,
up in the air, and she was
that.
Freaking out.
So good.
Oh my God. It made me so happy to watch the whole season
so
all over again.
So, if you haven't watched the show, quickly summarize what it is.
It's about this cheer team that's at a junior college, but they are like the best, which is almost unheard of because they're competing against universities, 4-year universities that have more money, that have allegedly really good cheerleaders. But mm-hmm. this team is amazing. It shows the struggles that they go through as cheerleaders, which I know nothing about. I've never been a cheerleader, mm-hmm. never wanted to be a cheerleader. And I just have a whole new respect for cheerleading.
Yeah.
These people are like athletes.
Big
I respect them completely.
Yeah.
And we get to see their story. They all have really hard upbringings, but they like come over it. And it's just so good. So I'm watching mm-hmm. again.
And I watched it as well.
Yeah,
And it's about team and heart and squad mm-hmm. and, you know, putting something first in front of everything. And it really is like a good life lesson mm-hmm. to watch this. But there's so much heart in that show. And you're right. I've watched the final episode twice now.
Really?
You see what I'm saying?
When they go to finals.
Yeah.
When they go to finals. And the whole thing is like if you get to finals and you win, you get to run into the ocean and you get to feel the ocean's water, which just sounds stupid. But you really start rooting for them to do this because you see how important it is to these kids. And mm-hmm. it's really phenomenal.
And there's a few of them who had never been in the ocean. So for that, it's like first time that you're winning this great championship and you're running in the ocean for the first time.
Listen, the premise of the show, I get it. It sounds dopey. There's no way I'm going to watch this. You'll be invested after episode 1. It's so good. I'm watching Schitt's Creek and I can't get enough of the show. It's just about this family. And it's another show that's about family. But they're completely detached from one another. They're from here, Los Angeles. They grew up insanely rich. The mother is an actor. Well, they lose everything. And they have to move to this town where they have nothing. And they live in a hotel. And they run the hotel. And it's just about this family that's really not a family to begin with, but this experience has kind of brought them together. And it's comedic. It's Eugene Levy and Eugene Levy's son. They're the stars of the show. And what's her name? Moira. Oh, Alexa. It's just a fan. There's 6 seasons. I'm completely caught up. And I believe this is the last season. But a phenomenal, phenomenal television show.
But it's a comedy.
It is definitely a comedy.
Okay.
22 minutes per episode. They go very quickly. But the whole family's in it. I feel like they made it on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
But it's great, 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 great TV.
Good for them.
What is trending? What's coming up?
Perfume that smells like kitty cat.
Oh, like you mean
the pee.
Down there.
Yep, the pee.
Mm-mm.
The pee
Ooh.
Word.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's dropping this month.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what would that smell like?
Mm-mm.
Just think of it for a second.
Out of time. Billie Eilish is on AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
AMP Radio. Let's do some trending things. Crystal B.
All right, Booker, you don't know what to get your girl for Valentine's Day. Here is an idea.
Okay.
I know where you're going with this.
A perfume that smells like kitty cat. Not like
not like a animal,
cat.
But like... But like
P, the word, you know.
Like a female.
Got you. We got it. We got it.
Like the V, the big V area.
Okay, we got it. Jesus.
So what would that smell like? What do you think that would,
yeah,
what,
if you
what would
describe
that scent
it
be? Your face.
This is not trending.
Yeah,
it is.
This is not a thing.
What would it smell like?
I'm not answering this
a
question.
A hint of what? Okay, well.
Clam.
What? Wow, what?
Yikes.
That was majestic kind of speaking for the record.
Kitty cat smell are you used to?
Please right. Move to the next story.
No, this
please.
this is great. So Erica Badu, you know, she's dropped a lot of hits over the last years.
There we go. There we go.
That's a good vibe.
So she's creating a perfume that smells like her kitty cat. It's called Badu's Pee. And if you're wondering what it's going to smell like, it's going to smell like her pee. She actually took her own panties, cut them up.
With this story. This cut cannot them. Be.
This is horrible.
This is not good.
This is trending.
No, it's not.
She cut them up into little pieces and burned them to get her kitty cat smell. She also said, there's an urban legend that my pee changes men. The men that I fall in love with and fall in love with me change jobs and lives.
Wow.
So this is like some superhero perfume because allegedly she has some magical kitty cat.
Okay.
Wait, that's so interesting.
This is
I just
real
can't
like,
imagine that being like her sitting down with her manager and being like, all right, this is my idea. This is what we're going to do.
Just chop my underwear up into little tiny pieces.
True.
So but whatever. It'll be available at her online website and it's available later this month.
That
so.
Side hustle, you know?
Booker, you're so quiet. I've never seen you so quiet.
I'm just
quiet.
Waiting for the next story. This is dumb.
All right. So, Chelsea, if you're single on Valentine's Day, which I feel like you will be because it's in 8 days.
Wow. Unless, you know, I've had some action on the dating apps, but, you know, yeah.
Well, if you are single, a restaurant is seating single people in front of a mirror on Valentine's Day to promote self-love. You get
That's
to look
cute.
At yourself.
I don't think I would do that, though.
No.
Well, here's the kicker. What? Near the end of the meal, they're going to remove the mirror, and then they're going to reveal another person who is also sitting by themselves, looking at themselves the whole dinner. And then they'll serve you dessert. You get to eat dessert with this stranger who's also alone. And then you get to decide if you want to split the bill at the end of the solo but not solo date.
Or the other person kills you at the end of the night.
That's creepy to think that you're eating your dinner while knowing there's someone behind
on the other side.
Yeah. And then you're just like, yeah.
All right, you guys don't like any of my Valentine's Day ideas.
So far, trending sucks.
Maybe you'll like this one. Okay. In-N-Out Burger has released drink cup shoes.
I love it.
Inspired by the palm tree logo. So they look like Vans slip-ons, like the slide-ins.
Yeah.
They're $65, and they have the red palm tree all over. They
it's
look
so
like
cool.
the cup.
Cool.
Yeah, great. They look like the cup, and they're saying this is better than any Valentine's Day gift you can give anyone. It's so L.A., the palm trees on your feet. So we like this one.
I like that one.
Okay.
I'm down.
Not the pee perfume. Got it. I'm Crystal V, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Christ.
when you kept saying pee, I thought you meant like pee.
Like, hey, we're good.
Like pee. We get, no.
We're good.
But not like V.
Madge is right.
We're good now.
You we
know?
Got it.
What
we're,
I mean?
We're set.
Kitty cat.
We understand.
Yes.
Wow. Knott's tickets, we will reward you for listening to this crap.
Is it weird that I want to smell it?
I do too.
Yeah. Gosh, what does it
like?
Turn their microphones off. Hi, guys. It's Booker and Madge.
Hey, what's
and
up?
I'm going to give you tickets to go to Knott's Berry Farm. Four pack of tickets, as a matter of fact. 877-971-HITS. Not 971-P, 971-HITS.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Booker, Crystal B and Chelsea. Chelsea's got this story about Justin Bieber. She was telling us about and Haley and their relationship. And we're going to talk about those turnoffs in your relationship that need to stop. But give us the story that's the impetus of all of this.
All right. Well, let's first start with this question, Booker. You're in a relationship. Do you have any rules in the bedroom?
Rules?
Like,
like I'm not allowed to eat in bed? Like
that's
that kind
a, that's
of rule?
A rule for
okay.
sure. Okay.
I'm not allowed to eat in bed.
Okay, Crystal, how about you?
Yeah, my boyfriend hates when I put my cold feet on, which I would do a lot.
Especially right now, it's so cold
it's
out.
It's freezing.
I get it.
And I hate wearing socks.
And his back's so warm.
Yeah, his legs.
Well, Haley Baldwin just revealed that her and Justin have one rule in the bedroom, and I agree with this one. She said, no phones in bed unless it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. Okay. You know, you should be having conversations and maybe reading to each other. I don't know.
It is kind of a turnoff when you see that phone come out and you're thinking, eh, might be time. Phone's out. It's not time.
Nope, not time.
Not time.
Huh. So that's the rule. Okay. Speaking of Justin, he has become the first artist to hit 50 million subscribers on YouTube, which is kind of a full circle moment since he got his start on YouTube back in 2007. He tweeted about it. He's very excited. So there's that. All right, moving on. So if you have a bad breakup with your ex, how long should you hold on to that anger, hold a grudge, would you say? I guess it kind of depends.
I guess it depends on what the deal was. Yeah. There are some that I've still not forgiven.
Oh, really?
You gotta let that go. You're just hurting yourself more than anyone.
I don't care. I don't care about that person.
How long has it been?
19 years.
It's a lot of energy to hold on to that, though.
No, I don't know how many years it's been. But yeah, there are some people that are beyond forgiving. Don't really care. Don't care if they're in my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll probably agree with this situation because Nicki Minaj and her ex from over 3 years ago, Meek Mill, they've been feuding on social media starting last night. Let me remind you, Nicki, though, is now married, and Meek has a baby mama. So they've clearly moved on, but they got into this little Twitter feud yesterday. It all started because Meek liked a picture on Instagram that threw shade at Nicki's now husband, Kenneth Petty. And then in response, Nicki, a.k.a. Ms. Petty, which I still love. I just love that that's her new maiden name. Petty posted on Instagram basically calling Meek a clown and alleging he's physically abusive to women. Meek responded bringing her convicted brother into it. There's just this whole back and forth. And to me, it's just like, that's so much energy to put into just to put it out there and put it into your ex.
The fact that she even saw what he liked or like cared. Like, who cares?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm sure people were like telling her, but still, it's like you get to a point where, I don't know, but would you get into a social media feed?
No.
You just wouldn't give it any
energy. Because that would say that I cared about that person.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, there's just people, they're not worth my time, but I still hold a grudge. Mm-hmm. I just say, wow, that's an actual evil human being that I want nothing to do with.
Yeah. So anyways, I had done following Nicki Minaj on Twitter because I just can't. It gives me anxiety to see that back and forth when you know they clearly moved on. So it's just...
All the allegations, why now?
But who cares?
Say he was doing X, Y, and Z.
Be happy with your new life. So anyways, I'm Chelsea, and that's your entertainment news.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some of those things that your significant other does that just drive you crazy.
Turnoffs.
Total turnoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one. I already know that you have one, Crystal B, so we'll talk about the listeners as well. 877-971-HITS if you want to get on the line for that.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Monsta X tickets coming up for the SoCal Honda Soundstage. We also have Knott's tickets coming up. It is AMP Radio on Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. I throw my girlfriend's clothes that I don't like away.
No.
What?
That's... Uh-huh. Rude.
Like currently?
Yeah. Well, and it's all go. Well, let me actually put this into perspective.
Yes.
It's bedroom clothes. Okay. My girlfriend sleeps in clothes. She doesn't sleep in pajamas. Mm-hmm. Well, she does now because maybe she got the hint. But she would always wear this shirt.
Oh no.
Saw the look on my face.
Yeah, the look on your face.
Guys, it had disgusted. I was disgusted. It had like holes in it, and it almost looked like True Religion bedazzled jeans or something.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It had sequins on it?
I think so. I think it was from Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know what collection that would be.
The pink collection probably.
The awful SE one.
The bedazzled one.
Yeah, the bedazzled crappy whatever. And it drove me nuts.
And so one day you just up and threw it away.
That's what I did.
You didn't even tell her?
What am I going to say? This turns me off. I don't like that you... I mean, maybe you should. Maybe you shouldn't. But you know what I did? I got tired of seeing it one day, and I was going to bring it up, and I was like, you know what? Instead of bitching about it, I'm just going to throw it away.
Oh, my gosh.
I balled it up. I took it into the trash outside, and I threw it away.
Did she ever notice?
No, never said a word. I hope she's not listening right now, because I know she's going, where did that black shirt that I like to sleep in? Because I asked her once about the shirt. She said, oh, it's so comfortable. It's so soft. Sorry.
Wow.
I threw that away. I threw that
That's
right away.
Rude.
I don't care. It was a turnoff. It was like one of those things that didn't look sexy to me. It didn't look sexy on her. But she's like, it's not about sexy. It's about comfort. I'm like, we're in bed. We're in bed. I want to be able to look over and say, hey, you know, that's not ugly. And that's ugly. Okay?
Oh,
that thing's ugly.
So you look sexy in bed all the time.
Come on. You've never done anything like this?
No, I have. Actually, very similar. You and Henry can hang out. But this was in the early stages of our relationship. When we were just hanging out, hooking up, I remember I went over, took my overnight bag. So I'm like, ooh, I'm spending the night, changed into my pajamas, which were basketball shorts, like
already
basketball shorts that are like going to my knees,
like rolled up at the top,
not rolled, but like it was cute. Like I had a little crop top on. Right?
That's like sporty. I like
sporty.
It.
Sporty. Exactly.
Sporty,
baby.
No.
Listen to the
no.
whole.
Like I'm athletic, but I'm also feminine.
Thank you. I had a crop top on, no bra.
Don't make me
hot.
Turn off your microphones again.
With basketball shorts on.
No. You heard Madge and I. Our initial reaction was, ooh.
Well, he told me. He called me out. And the thing is that we were just dating. So like you're not fully comfortable around that person yet, you know? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, those are so not hot. And I just remember how furious I was. Like, how dare you say that my comfy basketball short pajamas are not hot. I'm not trying to impress you. We're going to sleep.
Why can't you always be trying to impress us? We're with you.
Why is that our job?
You're lucky that I'm in bed with you right
now. Yeah. And I had a crop top
on.
No. 877-971-HITS. Do you have one? Do you have one where you see this in bed or something that they do that just is a complete turnoff, and maybe you haven't told them, or maybe you have told them? Share with us if you would. 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, I'm sure there's something you've seen. Yeah, she's like, yeah.
Mine's the opposite of wearing clothes. I had this one guy that I was dating for a few months, and he just started all of a sudden, like, he would just get completely naked before he got in bed.
Ew.
And I was like, this is weird. Yeah. Like, that's, I feel like that's something maybe you do when you're married, but like it's very presumptuous
or
of
a
you.
Woman.
And also like work up to it, right? Like it doesn't, I don't know, it just, it really bothered me.
And
I was like, why would you do this?
All
yes.
in the bed?
I'm like, why would you, like, come on. Like let's, can we work up to this?
I'm happy you said both of this have said this, because the guy body, no matter what, I mean, if it's chiseled, whatever, it's still a dude body.
Yeah.
And we've got,
I mean, chiseled is nice.
I mean, I'm not mad about that.
Okay, but back to her point. Even if the dude's like super chiseled and everything else, it's his junk.
Yeah.
And it's junky and it's on your bed.
It just felt lazy too, though. But it was like you're just all of a sudden just take your clothes off and like let's go. No, like
right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get
like,
that.
Work up to it.
I feel that. But if we turn the tables and a girl and she's like walked into the bedroom and she assumed that we were going to sleep or whatever and strip down, you've just painted the hottest scenario ever.
Wow.
Ever, right?
So guys want girls to get into bed completely naked.
Yes. That is a
too
definitive.
Easy.
That's
it.
So what?
Nice.
What if, don't you want to work up to it?
Since when do we not like easy?
What if the girl's wearing basketball shorts and a crop top and then she takes it off before she gets in bed?
She can go home before she takes that off.
Yeah.
What?
What if just basketball shorts?
Yeah. Are we playing one-on-one later?
No.
Maybe in the, yeah, exactly.
Pick up game for my heart.
It's
okay?
A weird one-on-one. Let's go to Glendora. Spencer, you have one of these where it's just such a turnoff when you see it. You got one, Spence?
Yeah, basketball shorts to bed are a no-go.
What?
Not looking cute to bed is a no-go. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, you got to look cute for bed. Like, basketball shorts are just the biggest no-no for ladies.
Oh, my God. At least it's, like, easy access up, though.
True.
No. They're, like, they're big,
I'll give you that. I'll give you that, but I'm just being real with you. It's for you, you know? They're not cute, ladies. They're not cute.
Wow.
They look judgy.
See?
Sorry.
Spencer gets it.
Damn.
Thank you, Spencer.
I will say I haven't worn them since because I was so furious.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I guess that's how I snatched him.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Lana. Lana, what is not sexy that your boyfriend does or that you've done before? Lana?
Lana.
Okay.
There we are. Lana.
Hi, Lana.
Hi. What's not sexy, Lana?
Hi.
What's not sexy? Tell me.
Okay, so my boyfriend was, like, we were just hanging out, whatever, and then we ended up, like, getting ready for bed, and, you know, and he was just like, all right, let's go to bed, and he just hops in the bed with his pants on.
Mm. Like the pants he wore during the day, like jeans?
Yes, all day.
That's like, weird.
That's gross.
I'm like, are you comfortable? He's like, yeah, I'm comfortable, and
weird.
I'm like, well, I'm not.
Ew. I would not want to cuddle with that.
I'm not.
Oh, that's like chafing. Ew.
All right, thanks, Lana. Ew, that's kind of gross. That's not sexy time.
No. Jeans in bed?
Ew.
Yeah, basketball shorts, that's a hard pass. Yeah.
That's insane. I still have basketball shorts, and I'm like, I should just throw these away because I'm never going to wear them anymore.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't even think they're sexy when you're playing basketball.
Yeah,
how about
that's
that?
True too.
It's true, right?
You guys are,
I'm trying to think of any scenario.
No, they're too goofy.
They're
really?
Goofy.
Yeah.
What about
yeah,
just like
it.
Sweatpants? Like, sometimes I'll wear, like, cute sweatpants that are, like, crops.
Sweatpants are cute. So, yeah.
No, that's another turnoff.
What?
Really?
Oh, yeah. In bed?
Mm-hmm. Madge likes the sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm down with sweatpants.
No. Like, so, if you want to wear, like, your yoga pants, it's kind of sexy.
Yoga pants is weird in bed.
That would be weird in bed.
Yeah.
But better than the old sweatpants, because the sweatpants become the same sweatpants every day.
Yeah.
And when you see the sweatpants from every day, you're like, nothing's happening. Mm-hmm. This is like we've...
He's not ready.
Right. Crossed over.
We've graduated to there's no sex happening except for like once a week. That's
so what's
happening.
What do you want? You want us to wear like just nighties, like lingerie to bed?
No.
Like what's ideal?
I think,
like booty shorts.
Okay, let's ask Madge first. Madge, ideally, what would you like to see a woman in bed wearing?
I think a good compromise would be gym shorts. Like, not like goofy wide basketball shorts, but like some nice fit. They
like
could be cotton
shorts?
Gym shorts.
Biker shorts?
I have those now.
That's what I do.
No, there's not. Let me. I'm going to give you all the answer. There's nothing sexier, and I'm not. And not even like.
Oh gosh.
Just regular
T-shirt and underwear.
Thank you. T-shirt and underwear. There's nothing sexy.
That's nice.
And socks?
I could see. No socks. Take the socks off.
No socks.
Take the socks off. There's nothing sexy about socks.
Your feet get cold.
Put them on after you get in bed. You know, like sneak those on later or something. But yeah, I think and I was trying to think of the kind of. And I hate the word panties, but the kind of panties.
Like butt huggers or thongs?
I would say butt huggers.
Booty ones. Yeah.
Like booty shorts. Yeah. But thong, it doesn't seem like it's comfortable to you. I have to feel like you feel comfortable too.
It's all about you, Booker.
You want us to feel comfortable, but don't wear basketball shorts.
I know.
Don't wear sweatpants, but feel comfortable.
Okay.
Got it.
I see that you finally caught on.
Oh my gosh. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
802 at Amp Radio. This is important. Tomorrow's a very hairy Friday.
Ooh.
Okay. Harry Styles. And pack your bags. That's the only thing I'm allowed to tell everyone.
Yeah, and I can't tease it at all because I don't know what it is. You guys won't tell me.
You do not know what it is. Chelsea has no clue.
And he's my favorite.
We're having a secret meeting today to discuss a very hairy Friday.
Can I come?
Yeah, you're coming because we have to figure out how we're going to give away the tickets.
Finally. So you'll find out
finally
today.
Finally, I'm included.
I'm thinking the meeting's going to happen right around 9:15. So,
Perfect.
We seriously haven't decided because what I want, I really want to vet the audience. I really want somebody that's a true Harry Styles or 1D fan. I don't care.
I can tell.
You can tell?
Us 1D Harry fans, we know.
So you'll sniff it out.
I'll sniff out the
Put
false
the meter
ones.
On.
Oh,
maybe we
yeah.
just, yeah. We're having the meeting right now, as a matter of fact.
This is it.
Yeah, I hate meetings. Let's just talk about it now.
I won't do faux fans. Nope.
So you'll know.
I will for sure know. Trivia. And I've got some trivia questions that, like, what was Harry's nickname when he was in One Direction? A lot of people don't know that.
Tripod. I know that.
Wow.
No, that's not it. I just made that up.
I was like, really?
No. You're good.
My gosh. Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge 1D. Why do you think they call him 1D? Come on.
I mean, that's also a trivia question.
Oh, it is.
I've heard that too.
That is. Okay.
What's Harry Styles' middle name?
Yep, that's a good one.
I bet it's Harry.
Harry.
Maybe
Harry
Square. Maybe he doesn't have one.
This is what will happen tomorrow. Yeah. Somebody's going to go see Harry Styles somewhere very, very secret.
Oh, okay? He has a middle name.
Oh, my.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
I've been ruminating on your question.
Ruminating.
Yeah, and I've went back and forth like three different times on your ask, and it's a good question.
Okay.
You have an evil ex. Think about it. The worst evil ex that you've ever been with. And I have one in mind. And I don't want everyone to think I'm that kind of person that holds a grudge. Mm. I think all of my ex-girlfriends, except for one, and it's that one. It's this one we're talking about. I have really great relationships with them. We're friends and, you know, you get over for whatever reason that you break up. But there's that one. And you ask that question, which is,
would you rather have to pay your ex almost half of your money or just set it all on fire?
In the one scenario, the one, I'm talking about the one that you just, that person did you so dirty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then was completely unremorseful after that.
Zero Fs.
Yeah.
Would you rather just burn the money than give it to him? I think.
Uh-oh.
I think at first I said, I would rather burn the money.
Right.
But then I come back to a joke that one of our bosses told me once. He said, do you know why divorce is so expensive? And I said, why? He said, because it's worth it. And then I was thinking. And then I started to think about it. Sometimes, like even in that awful, terrible situation, and I go back to my awful, terrible situation, to get her out of my house and life, I paid so much money just to get her out because I wanted it out. So,
and it was worth it.
Yeah. And I think it was worth it. So I kind of feel like my answer sort of goes both ways. But
you're
tell
torn.
Me, yeah. So tell me the story that's going to probably change my mind.
All right. I would burn it too.
You would burn
I'd
it?
I'd burn it.
Okay. Well, listen to the story
like
and maybe you'll so. Change your mind. So there's this 55-year-old man who's been in a long-time court battle over paying spousal and child support to his ex-wife. So he was so tired of it, he withdrew all of his money from all of his accounts at his banks, set the money on fire, which was around $1 million.
What? That's crazy.
Yes.
Nice.
And there's a kid involved, so that's different.
Yes. There's children involved. He said he was just so tired of giving almost half of his money, which I get is... That has to be so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you're making all this money, and you're making good money, and you have to give almost half? That sucks. But he caught it on fire. The wife found out. Ex-wife found out. Took him to court. The judge pointed out that destroying over $1 million doesn't do anything for the children's best interests.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him 30 days in jail to think about what he has done, and also fined him $2,000 a day to pay his ex-wife.
Hmm. Damn. He can't pay it. He burned it.
You know.
Gonna have to find a way. So after hearing that, would you burn it?
No, I guess I wouldn't. I guess the better option, the better karma option would be to give.
You're not thinking straight. This guy did you so dirty.
What is your situation with this ex? Do we know about this?
Oh, no.
What did she do?
I'm not going to tell you.
I really want to know now.
I'll tell you another time. She was just, it was too long of a story. She was just awful.
Oh,
it's the whole, like, having no remorse thing that bothers me more than anything else.
Like, you're just a bad person.
Yeah, you're a sociopath.
They bring out the bad in you when you think about them. Like, usually you'd be like, okay, yeah, I would give it to them. But then when you really think of it, you see red.
But to your point, that's one of those things in my life where I said, I'll never date that again.
Yeah,
and I put it on myself. I don't blame... Listen, you date a sociopath, that's on you.
Yeah, you knew she was crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether I thought that I did subliminally, I think I did. Subliminally, I think I'm a drama queen. And I was attracted. Yeah, seriously. I think I was attracted to it.
Yeah.
And I ran towards that. And as an adult booker here, adult booker's been like, wait a minute. Why did I date that 19 times? Stop, dummy.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden life goes, oh, life's easy. Don't make it hard on yourself. So I take a lot of the blame, but she's still an evil person, and I still think I want to set the money on fire.
I really want to know what happened.
I'll tell you the story sometime.
Please. After this.
We're here every morning.
Yes,
I mean, we'll get to it eventually.
Please. All right. So Ameeba Music has announced a new home right here in Hollywood. So they're leaving their current location on Sunset and moving to Hollywood Boulevard. They're going to be at Hollywood and Argyle. And they made it official with Tyler, the creator.
Guess where the f*** we at?
At the new location for Ameeba Hollywood.
They've supported me and it's been love. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the new Ameeba.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm
same
excited.
Hood.
Yeah, same hood. It's kind of down the street.
Mm-hmm.
They said they weren't really, you know, doing much better there on Sunset. And I think it's important for us to have these old school, legit music places where we can go and get a CD or get a vinyl
record,
if we want to. Get a tape if we want.
Well, especially if you have a little brother or a sister
that's
just coming up and they don't understand CDs. They don't understand records. They're like, well, I don't understand. The whole tactile experience of reading and discovering an album and looking at the
collecting
pictures on the inside and
the
collecting.
Rats.
It's a whole different vibe that a whole generation, unfortunately, misses out on.
And the space looks amazing. It's much bigger than the Sunset location. They said they'll be doing exclusive things with artists and bands and groups there.
Very nice.
Really
good
love
for
that.
LA. I like that institution's still here.
Very good. Really quick, President Donald Trump has been acquitted of all impeachment charges, so that was a waste of time, just like Booker said it was going to be.
Man.
I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
I mean, what a colossal waste of time. Couldn't you be fixing a pothole or something?
Yeah. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Okay, Monsta X tickets in our new sound space, which we've dubbed TRL LA.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it kind of is, right?
I like it.
It really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful space that we have here on Wilshire.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the Miracle Mile.
On the first floor, so you can really creep in, look
in. You can hear. I guess we're going to put speakers outside so you can hear the performances.
Oh, sweet.
It's going to be like TRL.
Wow.
We're going to have like the premier radio destination in Los Angeles to see shows.
We're like Times Square.
Look at us.
Yep.
Pow.
Wow.
Anyhow, Monsta
X. Don't ever do that again. Pow?
Yeah. Did she do it or did I do it?
You did it.
I thought you pow.
No, you did it and you thrusted.
I did not thrust.
Yes, you did.
Don't add a a thrust to my pow, okay?
You didn't even know if you did the pow. You did the pow and you thrusted.
You know why you did that? Because Alicia Keys here was here a few weeks ago, and she ended our interview with that. And you're like, I'm going to start using that.
So she said,
doesn't
bang,
work.
Bang.
Listen, it doesn't work.
Stop. You two are poo-pooing on my pow. So here's the deal.
What?
Monsta X is playing the SoCal Honda soundstage here at Amp Radio, which we've dubbed DRLL. Back to that. Enough with the pow. We're going to get you into the show, and you're also going to see Monsta X at the Forum, and we're going to do another round of Who's Lying, okay? And today the topic will be sexual escapades.
What?
Okay?
Wow.
Yes, we're going to talk about...
Pow.
Pow. Sexual escapades. Pow.
Oh,
we're going to talk about those, but one of us will be lying. Monsta X tickets on the line.
Yeah. 971
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Okay, 850. One of us... is a big liar. And the topic this morning that we've chosen to speak about, tell you a story about, is sexual escapades gone wrong.
It happens.
Of course, when we think of sexual escapades, none of them go wrong when we're talking about me.
Oh, yeah, right.
So I will lead off with my story.
Gosh, but please don't talk
about
that. It's
already a lie.
So it was Halloween. I went with this girl. She dressed up as Superwoman or Wonder Woman or Wonder Woman, whatever that is.
Right. You don't remember.
Well, who could care? It's a dumb costume. Let's be honest.
What?
I was No, this is true. This is true. So I was dressed as a cowboy. And it's the first time that I'd put on the costume. I bought the costume. And I had this weird, I guess it's a holster that's called, like a holster belt. Well, I bought it, I put it on, and the buckle thing was sort of in the back.
Okay.
I kind of clipped it in. So, of course, we got back to her place, and she wanted to ravage all of this.
Oh, my God.
And she was quickly trying to peel the layers off of me to get to her sexual lovingness. She got to the belt, and it wouldn't come unclipped.
Uh-oh.
And then I went to the belt. And it wouldn't come up. I could not take my pants off at all. There was no possible way. So much to the point that we had to go into the kitchen and cut this belt off.
No.
This all took 20 minutes. Guess what didn't happen that night? Because it was too funny and it was too ridiculous.
Oh.
So we did not end up hooking up.
That's
but it was
why.
Because of
right.
the No, that's why. That is why.
Not because you had to rush a drink.
Crystal B, that is why. Okay,
sure.
But we just, the mood was gone. We'd sobered up. A knife was involved.
Right.
So it did not happen for us.
I mean,
but that is my sexual escapade gone wrong.
It's a lie because Booker says he never dresses up for Halloween.
That's
so
true.
So that's the first thing that I'm taking away from
maybe,
that story.
Maybe this is why he hates Halloween, because he's scarred by it.
I think he's lying.
I think you're onto something.
Huh.
Chelsea,
yeah.
Let's hear your sexual escapade that went bad.
All right. So mine has to do with the fact that I ended up in the emergency room with my then boyfriend after we got it on. And
uh-oh.
Yeah, it happened in the shower. It was, you know, obviously like a steamy situation, but everything was totally great in the shower. It was actually when we got out that things got really weird. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have like one of those. It was like a bachelor pad. So
right.
he clearly didn't have one of those like mat things down. And so when he got out, he slipped, grabbed me. I fell down with him on top of him.
Oh, my gosh.
And he hit his elbow on the side of the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
Like swore up and down, like it immediately swelled up, swore up and down that it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
We spent like hours in the emergency room. It didn't end up being like totally broken. It was just a stress fracture, but that was, and we had to like tell them what happened, and it was a whole thing.
Okay, I think she's lying. Let me tell you what. I don't think there's a lot of details.
What?
And I don't think you could get a stress fracture in your elbow.
Well, you're not Dr. Booker.
I've never heard of that.
Since
before.
When are you Dr. Booker?
I oddly believed her. I was really into this story. Like, what? He fell, and then you fell?
He pulled me down with him.
Wow.
That's, you know, rude.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that happens in a Sandra Bullock movie.
No, you know what sold me? The fact that he was a bachelor living in a bachelor pad with no mat in the bathtub. That makes sense.
Many of those.
Yes.
Right, Crystal?
That's terrible.
It's Crystal B's turn.
All right.
Okay.
So I was single, hooking up with this guy.
Lie. Lie already. Lie. She's never been single. Lie.
I have been single for a long time, actually.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hooking up with this guy who I thought I really liked. And we hooked up for a long time. I was at his place. So he gets a bang on his window. His window faced the street.
Uh-oh.
And it's a girl. And she's like, let me in. We got to talk. And he's like, there's no way I'm letting her in. Didn't let her in. We continued doing what we're doing because we're in the act. Yes.
No
like
way.
We're in the midst of it. His roommate lets her in. He doesn't have a lock on his room door. So now I have to go in the closet. He's like, oh my gosh, she's going to come in. She's crazy. You have to hide. Because like she will go off on you.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen. And we're also all naked. So I go in this closet. She's now in the room trying to have this whole discussion. This is his ex talking about how they hooked up last night.
Oh my.
Ew. When I thought they were completely over. So now I'm in the closet furious. I'm so mad. Like, what do I do? Do I pop out of the closet and like tell this girl, like, here I am. I'm also naked, Chelsea.
Amazing.
So I stay in the closet. I don't say anything. I wait for her to leave. It was like 20 minutes they were having this talk. And he's like, we're not doing this now. Just trying to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
She finally leaves. I come out of the closet and I'm like, yo, you're still hooking up with your ex? Put my clothes on. And I did the walk of shame right then and there.
Wow.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm buying any of that. That's a really long story.
Yeah, I got lost.
And let me tell you another thing I don't believe about this. She's so loud. She would have bust right out of that closet. She would
naked?
Yell at, yeah. And she would have started yelling at the guy right there.
You know what? Since Crystal believed mine, I'm going to believe hers. And I also think that Booker's the liar.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Here's our phone number. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. On the line, Monsta X tickets for the SoCal Honda Soundstage plus Monsta X tickets for the Forum.
Wow.
Hmm. Who's lying? Was it my Halloween story where I couldn't get the stupid belt, holster, whatever that stupid thing was, it was connected to the belt? Is it that?
Yeah.
Was it Chelsea's story where she supposedly falls out of some shower where she's romantically naked
with the
guy?
Don't be jealous just because I got some that night.
Whatever. Yeah, you're the only one who didn't get any in all of these stories.
Or was it Crystal B that supposedly did not jump out of a closet because she was naked and she was with another guy and the ex-boyfriend showed up? I don't buy any of this.
Ex-girlfriend showed up.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
877-971 Hits. That's our phone number. Let's start blowing through these lines here. The first person that gets it right, we'll give the tickets away to, but we want to hear what people think. Who's the best?
All right.
Who's the best fibber? Let's start with line three. You're on AMP. Don't curse. What's your name? You're live.
My name is James.
James, who's lying?
Chelsea's lying.
Chelsea's lying.
Rude.
Heck yeah. This just sounds way too over the top.
Yeah? You're not buying that story,
wow.
huh?
No.
It was just a simple slip.
What's your name, by the way?
James.
James, you're from where?
From Kestick.
Okay, hold on. James is on three.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to line number two. Geraldo, you're from where?
Let's go line one.
Line one. What's your name? Line one. You're live on AMP Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello.
Please don't curse. Hi.
My name is Katie.
Katie.
Who's lying?
Yes. I think Crystal B is lying.
Ooh.
No. It's about sex. She's telling the truth. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let's go to... Want to pick another one? Pick another one for me, Matt.
So we're one and one, Chels.
Line six. You are live on AMP Radio. Don't curse. What's your name?
Line five.
Your name.
What's your name?
Line one. You're live on AMP.
Oh, please. Turn down your radio when you're calling. Listen to your phone, not your radio. What's your name?
Hi. Annette Kickline.
Hi. Who's lying?
I'm sorry? I say Booker.
Booker.
Ooh, yeah. Yes. Always. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe that someone was trying to get this so badly?
No. Ew. Not even a little bit. Makes me gag.
Vom.
Wow. You guys are so supportive. What's your name? Where are you from? Don't curse. You're live on AMP Radio.
Hi, this is Blair from San Bernardino, California.
Hi, Blair. You heard three stories. One of us is full of it. Who is it?
I think it's Chelsea.
Chelsea. Okay. Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Why do you think it's Chelsea, by the way?
I don't know. I think it's just... the emergency room. I don't know. I feel like that was...
All of a sudden, she's calling.
She went swimming. See? That's what happens when you say mean things.
We're going to go back to line number two. What was line number two's name?
Two
James?
No, yeah. James is line three.
Wow, we're really killing it with the lines right now.
Yeah, so hard. There's too many lines. I wanted to get to the winner there. What's your name?
This is James.
James, you said that who was lying?
Chelsea.
You are exactly right. Chelsea made up every second of her story.
That was a good one, though, Chels.
Hey, thanks,
that was like a scene from a movie.
I appreciate it.
Exactly what I said.
I did see it in a movie.
Like a Sandra Bullock movie. All
right. It sounded over the top.
A little bit over the top. Monster X, the SoCal Honda Soundstage at Amp Radio. You get tickets for that, plus Monster X tickets for the Forum, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening to this stuff. We really appreciate it, all right?
All right.
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.